VFP explodes. I'm Sir Nuke, and you're listening to UNnews. March 18th, 2006, UNnews headquarters. While doing the next audio brief for Radio Free Eero iPods, UNnews correspondents were shocked to see VFP exploding in their window. Deeper analysis allowed a respectful journalist to assemble a somewhat accurate description of the events that led to his dismay. To better understand the roots of the tragedy, it is essential to go through the latest non-existent UNnews reports from VFP. It all started with the venture of the Wiki Death Star, a device with which YYY attempted to take over VFP. The idea failed and the Death Star was destroyed by an international custard bombardment machine. However, other constant visitors of VFP, using plans saved by R2-D2, quickly produced an awful lot of these machines. More missiles, with the word against written on them, quickly took care of them, spreading records throughout the VFP voting chamber. Photos of the Wiki Death Stars were later used by UnGames Entertainment for the ambitious Wiki Wars project. The next time users tried to solve VFP by painting its walls with Marks a Lot and lately Never or Fail markers, forcing the local UNnews team to relocate itself to the main UNnews headquarters, 150 steps away from VFP. This explains why UNnews was completely unaware of the latest happenings in VFP up until today. At the arbitrary moment of exactly 11 o'clock coordinated universal time, VFP, which was quite noisy in the preceding 5 hours with markers being thrown en masse out of its windows, went bye-bye. Literally.
Plug that damn cable in already.
UNnews is now translating a live feed from the accident site. Oscar? Thank you, randomly. I was one of the survivors. Thankfully, I was outside VFP inventing my next quote for Encyclopedia. And to be honest, I don't even know what VFP was. At this time, the exact reasons are unknown.
What? What feature? Your mom, Trotsky? Ah, yes, I get it.
They say the explosion was caused by a network of printing presses distributing today's featured image about...
Marx? Marx what?
Marx a Lot. Trotsky rewriting history and stuff.
Death Star?
Ah. And there was one Death Star picture in the queue too. Anyway, given the recent decline in VIP quality, this is hardly surprising. It's become almost like QDB. QDB, Oscar? Yes, that place where people store their crappy quotes and on their mind. Really boring to read. Where was I? Ah. The explosion. They say such an occurrence of repetitive nomification was predicted to result in annihilation of the observable universe, or in the fortunate scenario of the galaxy where... My tongue hurts. I feel like providing some fresh quotes on your iPods. Randomly, back to you.
Thank you, Oscar.
So, as you've heard, we should feel lucky. Kind of. I believe rescue teams have already arrived. We hope to see pictures of dead VFP visitors soon. We hope to see them alive, you see. Let's hope that a new VFP, should one be constructed, will have countermeasures against monotonous, repetitive bloat redundancy. Meanwhile, stay tuned on UNnews for this breaking story.